Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. Do you know where your defensive tackle is? He's on the practice field. That's right. Devontae Wyatt practiced for a second day in a row. Very exciting stuff, though. He is still a limited participant. Nice to see him be able to get back out there the day after his first practice in a couple weeks. Would indicate he's responding well and progressing and doing exactly what you want. And of course, the headline, Christian Watson yesterday talking about how he plans to play on Sunday night. Well, that's a welcome development. Of course, Matt LaFleur was asked about it today in his press conference, and Matt said, that's what we want to see. That's the kind of mindset we want all our guys to have, though he did stop short of confirming that Watson would play against the Steelers. Now, we've talked about it a lot here, both on Daily and on other programs and podcasts on Cheesehead TV. It is hard to overstate the effect Christian Watson has on the offense and the way defenses have to play Jordan Love and company, and not just in the passing game, but just personnel usage, how they want to roll coverage, what they want to do in regards to safety help and things of that nature. Obviously, he has to be activated at the end of this week. Either that or they have to place him on IR and his season is over. And it sure doesn't seem like that's going to be in the cards. So bare minimum, he will be activated probably Friday or Saturday. And then we'll see if he's on the game day roster come Sunday. But he's talking like he is ready to play. And he says he could have played last week. And that's very exciting stuff if you're a Green Bay Packers fan looking at the offense. And as disjointed as it has been, they have still been very productive, clearly scoring 27 points in every victory, putting up 40 down in Dallas. This is a team that can score and can drive up and down the field even without Watson and kind of a cobbled together wide receiver group. Man, you throw him in the mix, they could really start cooking with gas. That doesn't mean that it's automatic. Doesn't mean they don't have to do the work. But against a Steelers defense that ranks 30th against in the explosive play department, Packers leading the league in the explosive play department, and that is before the arrival of Christian Watson. I'm liking how it's shaping up for Sunday night. And you should too, gosh darn it. The other thing that's kind of encouraging here coming out of practice, we got Aaron Banks, Anthony Belton, and Nate Hobbs. All were limited on Wednesday, all full participants on Thursday. Trending in the right direction, each and every one of them, getting healthy when they need to. Good to see here, kind of mid-season. Clearly, Hobbs has been attacked and probably will continue to be attacked by opposing offenses until he starts to shut things down. Good to see him getting healthier at the very least. Hopefully that shows up on the field of play on Sunday. Good to see everybody chatting, chiming in. How are you all doing? Before we get going to your questions and comments, got to give a shout out to our friends over at ThetaCare. ThetaCare is a proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. Before any big game, make sure your health is in championship form. With more than 115 years of trusted care and a team of experts in over 60 specialties, ThetaCare keeps athletes and fans alike game day ready, because winning starts with wellness.
Expertise follows inspiration. That's why more than a dozen of the nation's top cardiovascular specialists have chosen ThetaCare as their destination to deliver exceptional care. By infusing local care with new expertise throughout ThetaCare, we're creating a healthier future for all. Meet the experts at ThetaCare.org/heart.
All right, folks, let's get to your questions, comments. Thank you so much for being here. Good to see everybody. Rick Ward, what's up, man? JT O'Sullivan is the only chat here. I don't have anything else to go on. I imagine you're talking about the fact that he finally did a Jordan Love breakdown on his channel, which I have not yet been able to take a look at, but always love anything he does regarding the quarterback position on his YouTube channel. If you guys have not checked it out yet, highly recommend you do so. Not just the Jordan Love breakdowns, all of his breakdowns are really educational, and they do a great job of like explaining why certain things happen on the field that maybe you're not privy to or don't know about. It's really, really good stuff. What else we got here, folks? Get ready to go. Yeah, you're right. Get ready to go. What is up, people? It's already week 8, game 7. The season's flying by. You know, we had a bit of a joke about this a couple weeks ago, Billy and I, on Care of the G Radio. You know, it does feel like every year you get to about this point, you're like, wow, man, the season is flying by, and it's, where did the time go? And, you know, it is a good thing because it means you're busy and there's forward momentum and the games are, you know, there's a lot to talk about and you're really invested in them. But man, this is why I say, and I will only continue to beat this drum. When you beat a team in the NFL, when your favorite team emerges victorious, it is not worth it, man. The juice ain't worth the squeeze for you to be miserable about it. Enjoy it. Relish it. Because before you know it, it's going to be like late May, early June. We're going to be pining for any semblance of football. Man, just absolutely enjoy it. Now is the time. Rob, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Let's go. I feel like this game will be awesome. I tend to agree, man. Feels like a really good matchup. Obviously, prime time. I'm not a fan of the uniform matchup. I think it's 1933 Steelers throwbacks with the Packers winter warning uniforms. Feels like that could be a bit of a eyesore, but the game will be exciting and entertaining. That is my guess here. And that doesn't necessarily mean there'll be a ton of points and it'll be a shootout, but I do think both teams are going to be able to move the ball and put up some points, no doubt. Jacob, how are you, man? Looking at Golden stats, he's catching what's thrown to him. Seems like he's close to a big game. What do you think? Yeah, I think it feels close, right? But it's felt close these last couple weeks, and it hasn't really materialized. I mean, last week, he kind of disappeared for a stretch as far as his targets go, right? That doesn't mean that he's not involved or part of the progression. It's just the ball's not getting to him in certain situations. I suspect Watson coming back, there's an opportunity for, you know, some one-on-ones. Maybe they take some shots, but I don't think there's going to be some kind of humongous breakout game that we're all pointing, oh, wow, like Micah Parsons last week with 3 sacks. I mean, it'd be great if he had like the 3-touchdown game that Watson had a couple years ago, right? And that was on national television. But I'll just settle for continued growth and development. We got a team that likes to spread the ball around. They're never going to zero in on any one guy too much. Obviously, Dobbs is probably the closest thing they have to that. But I do think getting Watson back should open up some more opportunities for Golden. And that is going to be exciting to watch. No question. Packers to the Bowl. Apt name here. When will Jaden Reed be back? There's been no timeline given, no actual kind of target. I would suspect probably December. That's just total guesswork on my part, but remember, he's coming back from 2 separate injuries. So I do think, you know, later in the year is probably the most likely. I'd be very surprised if he's back anytime soon. Ed, what's up? I've always liked the Steelers. I like them even more after the pack destroys them. Starting to sound like a Dr. Seuss book. I have always liked the Steelers. I do not like the Steelers on Sunday Night Football against the Packers. Same I am. Complicated. How are you? Does it seem like Romeo is a possession receiver? He doesn't seem to be getting yards after the catch. Is it the routes? Is he protecting himself from bad hits and getting another concussion? I don't think the concussions are playing into it at all, but I do think, you know, when you're running a lot of kind of the underneath stuff, other guys are clearing stuff out for you to work underneath. You're almost always going to naturally end up in the vicinity of a defender if they're in zone or if your man is playing you, especially when he's running as many slants as he does. You know, that's not a route where you typically are able to just run away from people unless you have, you know, insane speed, which he certainly doesn't. But he's been dependable. You know, there's certainly moments where it feels like guys are right on him and Love tries to maybe force the ball a little bit to him at times, but more often than not, he's winning on these routes, you know, and he is not a freak athlete, so I don't think he's ever going to really get the respect he probably deserves, but he's become a real technician. And you look at the tape week in and week out, you know, we talked, I think, on Monday about the idea of sometimes a quarterback just has to pick a side, and if the guy's winning, he's going to get the ball. And Dobbs, when Love has picked his side, he has won his route, and he's getting, you know, rewarded for that. So you can call him a possession receiver. That's, you know, I don't think there's any great shame in that. But like I said, he just doesn't have high end traits. He doesn't have the explosiveness or the athleticism that you would typically see with your classic number one wide receiver that everyone drafts early in fantasy football. But that doesn't mean he's a bad player, and doesn't mean he's not a valuable player. Far from it. I think he's had a hell of a year so far. Hopefully that continues. Dusty. Nate Hobbs appreciation post. Appreciate you covering the other team on Sunday night. Is that an allusion to all the guys he was hurting during training camp? I mean, it was hard to watch at times, but it did give you a little bit of hope that he was going to bring some physicality to the Packers secondary, which in the past has surely been lacking. But it would be nice, yes, if he started covering the opponent a little bit stickier. Unculture, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in a while. Is it wrong that I want to see Rodgers get pounded Sunday night just because of that pre-draft leak his people did that one season? Nope. Any feeling you have is valid, man. I get it. I understand it. And what a wild time that was, too. I was on the conference call this afternoon with Rodgers and the Green Bay media. Wasn't going to ask about that, but I did have a question about his former teammates that I wanted to ask him. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to get back at him for that. It certainly, you know, dropped a bomb on pretty much the Packers universe that Thursday afternoon. I'll always kind of be miffed about it because Davante Adams was supposed to come on our draft show that night. And then after that happened, he messaged me and was like, yeah, I don't think I'm coming on tonight. So that was always my beef with it, the timing anyway. Last Son, how you doing, man? Nags, Watson, Dobbs, Reed, Golden, Williams by season's end, nagging injuries for Wicks and Heath getting his cardio in. See what Williams can give you. I do think it would be interesting to see what Williams would be able to offer from a traditional wide receiver role. I think he got 4 snaps last week, you know, and they only ever seemingly want to utilize him on the end around stuff or the trick plays. I'd like to see him line up on the perimeter, you know, just a handful of times. See what he's got, man. Let him, especially in the red zone, let him sky for one, you know, big body. He's certainly put it on tape during college. I think he probably could do it in the pros, did it at times this summer in training camp. So yeah, I'd like to see Williams get involved, but man, this is the problem. You just listed a bunch of dudes, right? Like they all want the ball and there is only one to go around. Jordan's doing what he can to distribute it. The Wicks thing is, I'm not going to say concerning or sneaky concern even, but it is notable. You know, that's why it would be so great to get Watson back this week, because it sure feels like Wicks is not going to be able to go on Sunday. Be really nice to have another kind of dependable body that's been in the system for a number of years to count on there, no doubt. Mike, thanks for the super sticker. Appreciate you, man. Run the ball with Jacobs, pass to Watson deep, and Kraft short. That's what I predict is a winning strategy about this Steelers team. Well, here's the thing. They certainly can get got, so to speak, at certain moments when you're trying to take advantage of them deep, right? But you got to get the right look. You got to set it up, and hopefully you do so by running Jacobs. But there's still a lot of talent on that team. And they've certainly probably given up a lot more points and yardage than they're, you know, you would expect from that group. But man, there is talent on every level of this defense, and nothing is going to be easy on Sunday night. Joe, how you doing, man? What most determines which receivers get targeted most, play calls or QB progressions? Well, they kind of work hand in hand, right? There is a progression to pretty much every call, not every single one, but I'd say 90% of them have a progression to them that the quarterback is tasked with reading. Oftentimes you're reading touchdown to check down, you're going deep to short. But again, that's very general. It's not every single play is the exact same, but you know, on the play sheet, typically there are going to be sections for plays that feature certain players, a Watson section, probably a Golden section at this point, a Kraft section, where they would be the first read Now, that doesn't mean all those plays are going to get called, but they'll have been practiced during the week, part of the game plan, etc. Ultimately, it is on the quarterback to make those reads, go through that progression. And sometimes it can happen fast. Sometimes it happens slow. Sometimes maybe you're waiting for that first read to develop downfield because you think, oh, I got a chance. And then all of a sudden your left tackle gets beat and now you're sacked, you know, rather than going, okay, don't got it, check down. That's why playing quarterback is so difficult, man. Everything happens in the span of 3 seconds. 3 seconds is an eternity in the pocket. And you've got to make that read, that progression that we're talking about, like that. It is. And then, you know, there's 300 pounders flying at you at the speed of light. Nothing about it is easy. Joey, how you doing, man? Chargers wearing Navy, Packers Navy throwbacks are better. Well, of course, with the Packers. Let's be real here. I mean, obviously. Robin, how are you? It was good to see you at happy hour last night, man. Or 2 nights ago. Sorry. Good to see you here, too. And you're right. That John Candy doc was beautiful. It was phenomenal. I think I was 5 minutes in and I was starting to tear up. It's just outstanding, outstanding work. I was really glad they put that together and got to see a lot of the old kind of behind the scenes stuff from SCTV and even, some of the movie stuff. Just absolutely love him as a performer. One of my all-time favorites. And it was emotional as hell. Do I think Matt LaFleur would let Matthew Golden have more targets? It's not always up to Matt LaFleur, as we were just talking about. You know, some of it is just the progression of the play and where he falls in said progression. Now, I do think there's areas and moments where he should be able to take advantage of the Steelers defense and the Steelers secondary. But the last thing you want to do is start forcing it. You know, I understand everyone's chomping at the bit to see Golden get in the end zone and have a 100-yard game and all these exciting things, but it will come in time. It will come in the kind of natural progression of the offense and the season as it evolves and guys he's playing with and what defense they're playing, rather than we've got to get him the ball. That's when you get in trouble. You don't want that. Well, certainly not. What else we got here, folks? Dan, why would you put, or is it Don? Don, why would you put that out there, man? He's going to get hurt. Every player is going to get hurt. It's the NFL. The injury rate is 100%. That is the truth. Watson, two tutties. See, now that, Lawrence, now that's a mindset I can get behind. I like it. Bob, Nags, what would you do with Lucas? I think they're going to let him kick for another week. I know McManus kicked today, and he talked to the reporters in the locker room afterwards, talking about how he felt good, still some pain. The conversation will be ongoing throughout the week. I suspect they keep letting the young kid kick and have that kind of play into at least the next week. Now, we'll see. But McManus, is still a limited participant. Not seemingly 100% yet. So that gives the Packers some cover and being able to say, no, take your time. We're going to let you heal up. And then once you are, we'll get you back. But in the meantime, they've got this kid doing a phenomenal job. As far as what to do when push comes to shove and McManus is 100%, that's going to be interesting. I'm not saying that anything is imminent. I'm not saying it's going to 100% happen. But, man, there's going to be some tough conversations if – you know, Haversek keeps killing it like he has. It's going to be hard to just outright let him go. Chip, thanks for the super chat, man. Hope Watson's right. I'm seeing way too many cheeseheads calling for him to be traded. Watson? To be traded? What? I don't know, Chip. We must follow different people, but anybody you see saying the Packers should be trading Christian Watson can safely be set to ignore for the rest of your life. They literally just signed him to a 1-year extension. Like, they've watched as he's worked his ass off since last December to get back out on the field, and now they're going to trade him? Man, people need to stop, like, confusing fantasy football with the NFL. That's all I know, because that's mostly what that is. Mike, you're not wrong. What's important is the entire team is producing unselfishly for one purpose, winning. That's the dream, right? Now, I'd be lying to you if I said that that is 100% lockstep what everyone in that locker room is most likely thinking, right? There's certainly guys that have incentives and things baked into their contract where they need a certain amount of yards or points or whatever, hell, snaps on the field. Certainly, you're always thinking about that kind of thing. It's impossible to completely shut that out. But ultimately, I think so far, yeah, this crew seems to have done a really good job of being able to set aside that kind of, you know, me first thought anyway, and really buy into whatever's best for the team. Now, we'll see if that holds throughout the entirety of the year and these next few years. But right now, that does seem to be their mindset, which is great. Brandy, what's up? Next, time for slow-cooked chili and football. All is right with the world. Oh, Brandy, just got me hungry. There you go. I am all in on this idea, especially finally getting to be a little cooler here in New York. Got the hoodie on. Yeah, you're right. I gotta make some chili. Watch some football tonight. Let's go. I'm all in on that. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.